This is a recording with Bob Knights, who's the captain of the tower at Albury, recorded on the 4th of October, Sunday, at about 10 o'clock in the morning. The captain of the tower at Albury is Bob Knights. Bob, tell me first of all something about the bells themselves.
The bells, there are six bells here at Albury. Four were cast in 1695 and two were cast in 1841 when this church was built. And the four original ones came from the old church in Albury Park. But we now have these six bells, and they're a very delightful ring of six bells, in fact. The tenor's quite heavy for a six, it's 1600 weight. And the smallest bell, the treble, is 500 weight. But they've served us well. They've not been had any major work done on them, in fact, for over 50 years. They were last recast in 1935 and rehung, and since then all we've done, keeping fingers crossed, is to change the ropes and change the stays, and they go merrily on.
And occasionally change the ringers.
Occasionally change the ringers, yes. Yes, we've seen a few ringers in those days.
You mentioned that the old bells from the old church were here, but they're not, four of them came, I believe.
Four came here, yeah.
But they're not in that form, are they? They were presumably melted down and
They were brought here originally, and then they were recast in 1895, and then they do melt them down, and they remake them, in fact. But the bell basically is the same bell metal that was originally cast, and they make a better job of it, probably, because these bells are delightful. They're delightful, delightfully tuneful, and they were almost unique to Taylor's Bell Foundry, I think, at the time. In the 1930s, they produced some marvellous rings of bells, and they certainly produced a marvellous ring here. And when they brought the four bells here, of course, they had to match the treble onto the front. This is an 1841 bell. And they also had to match the five there, which is an 1841 bell as well. So they integrated those in, and then in 1895 they were recast. Not too successfully, I believe, because they needed recasting again in 1921. I think the frame was probably the problem. And then from 1921 to 1934, nothing was done. That's 13 years because of cost. In those days, it cost something like £500 to get the job done. It cost you many, many thousands of pounds now to get it done, tens of thousands. And not until 1934 was the decision made that they were going to recast the bells, and they got it done. And 1935 they were recast, a sum of £528, and the chiming apparatus were put on as well, to another cost of £20. And they are in fact the same bell. They have on them. They put the same inscriptions on them. You see on these early bells, there's William Eldridge Made Me, MW, 1695, and he was obviously a local founder. Because most bells were cast close to churches, there was no means of transporting them long distance in those days.
And what's your own connection with the tower? How long have you been coming here and eventually being captain of the tower?
Been coming to church here since about 1967, but the bells, in fact, as I recall, weren't ringing in those days, and it wasn't until about 1975 that the rector found that I had been a bell ringer in the past, and he asked me, Lise, he asked my wife, if she'd asked me, if I start the bells up again. And this is how it originally started, my connection with the church bells here. But prior to that, I used to ring before the war at All Saints Fulham, and that's where I was taught to ring. But just about 1940, I think, I rang in a peal at All Saints, and that was the last time I rang until 1975. So that was a gap of 35 years, in fact.
How much can you ring on six bells? Can you ring a full peal on six?
Yes, you can ring a peal. A peal has to be 5,000 changes, and if you're going to ring a peal on six bells, you can only, the maximum number of changes is 720 without repeating oneself, and so therefore you have to ring that seven times, and you can ring different, what they call extents of it, different ways of doing it, but the sum total is you can ring 720 changes, and then you come into rounds again, and then you go off again and do another 720, and you do that seven times, and that's considered a peel.
So how many peels have been rung here? Because it's quite an effort physically, isn't it?
It is a physical effort and a mental effort as well, concentration. Not many, as far as I can recall. We have two peel boards up here, rung in 1964 and 1961, and I think those probably are the only two peels we have record of anyway. There may have been others, but we don't have record of them. In fact, we're hoping to ring a peel in 2 weeks' time for the 150th anniversary.
Tell me a tiny bit about that. What is the peel that you'll ring? I believe is it Bob Minor?
Bob Minor, this is on six bells, and as I say, the maximum number of changes one can do is 720, and we have to go around that seven times, come into rounds and go off again immediately, and do another 720, and this will take, I suppose, 2 hours and 50 minutes to 3 hours, something like that. It's quite an ordeal, in fact.
And have the team been training?
we have a team who are capable of doing it, let's put it that way.
Marvellous. Are the villagers alerted to this? Are they?
The village has been alerted, yes. All those who are not too keen, well, the few in number who are not too keen on the bells have been alerted. The rest of the villagers, I think, welcome them. And they have been told in the church magazine, and we shall put a notice on the village notice board warning people this is imminent. And I suppose it's on Saturday morning. The thing to do is to go out on Saturday morning while it's been when it's taking place.
Casting your mind back over the years that you've been ringing and the ringers you must have known, have there been great characters here ringing the bells?
Well, we've seen an enormous number of ringers, but you tend to get a solid core. In fact, we have a solid core now, and that's about all we do have at the moment. We just have a solid band of loyal ringers who come hell or high water on Sundays to ring. And we've had other people who come for greater or lesser times. Some come for a few months and some come for a few years, and we get younger ones, of course, who are extremely easy to teach and very capable, but then they have other interests. We have a girl at the moment who's just gone off to university today, and a marvellous ringer. In fact, she's coming back to ring in this peel in 2 weeks' time, which shows some sort of loyalty anyway. But we have had a whole string of young people. Very fine young people too, but you can't keep them forever. The best ones are people of a mature age who live in a place and intend to live there for a long time, and then they come, and it's part of their weekly activity to come on Sundays and to come on Monday nights for practice.
That's archivists coming perhaps to this tape in 50 years' time will be interested to know when you ring.
Oh, when we ring? Well, we ring at 10:30 every Sunday morning for the service, and we ring also for special events. We do ring court appeals for royal births and royal marriages and various functions that happen, and we ring them for in memoriam, really. We've just rung one for Leonard Cheshire, and we ring Christmas, of course, over the Christmas holiday. We ring New Year, and we ring for weddings, and we have a practice night on Monday nights, which is from 7:30 to 9, which most people come to, most of the loyal band come to anyway. And it's quite a social atmosphere, really, and it's a very challenging hobby, if you can call it a hobby. Mm. You're doing a service for the church, really. It's a very important service, I think, ringing the bells to let people know the church is there and there's a service going on or about to go on. But also, if it can become very absorbing, because it's a challenge, a mental challenge, this changing the numbers on, say, just six numbers, when you can get 720 different changes out of six numbers, it's quite remarkable, isn't it?
Yes, I was interested in the appeal of it all, and presumably the mathematics of it. Is it a bit like chess? there's a very logical sequence to it.
Oh yes, I suppose you could say that, but it's a bit of a memory thing, really. You have to There's what we call a blue line, where the bell path up and down the order, and one has to remember this blue line. And this thing is fixed in one's memory while the rest of it's going on. And all the bells follow a similar path, but they integrate, and they're not supposed to clash. They do clash, of course, occasionally, but they're not supposed to. They're supposed to continue smoothly along this path, missing all the other bells and making this rather lovely noise at the end of it all.
Yes, it is a lovely noise, and a uniquely English one, too.
Oh, yes. Well, it is uniquely English. It has spread all over the world. Well, over the old British Empire, anyway, put it that way. All the old countries, including the United States, they do it. They're very active there. Canada, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, Rhodesia, and all those countries have rings of bells, and they practice the same art as we do, and the thing simply has spread to those countries. They do it also, I believe, in Italy as well, a different form, but they have some sort of change ringing, or they do it to music, and they just don't jangle the bells. Most of the continentals just pull the ropes, they all jangle, don't they, and make a sort of clanging noise. But it is uniquely English, and it's been going, I suppose, for 400 years before when they discovered that by getting the bells higher and higher, they could hold them on a balance and strike them at the right time when they wanted to.
That's marvellous, Bob. Just a couple of other little things. Albury Church, coming back to Albury Church. Something's about to happen up here, isn't it?
It's a clock.
Oh.
That's gone. That's the 15 minutes.
I see. But, I hear creaking of
creaking, and the chimes are pulled off.
Any other little recollections of your time at Albury Church? I'm just this is little sort of memories sparkling down the ears at you.
Well,
and the ringing, of course.
Well, we're... Yeah, we have had all sorts of things, I suppose. With the ringers, we have had very old ringers who've been taught, people well past their youth who've been taught, and they have managed to ring quite successfully for Sundays, which is the important thing about it. And we've had people, if the bells are up, of course, and if you pull the ropes, of course, this Sally will flash up into the air and disappear through the ceiling, and we've had people hold on to that when the bells are up and pull the bell off, and suddenly this thing's gone whizzing up through the ceiling, and fortunately you have to leave go then, because you can't possibly get through that small hole there.
Even more difficult than a camel going through the eye of a needle.
Yes, I would think so.
That's marvellous. And just any other personal recollections of particularly happy rings, as it were?
Well, we've had some very happy times in this tower. In fact, my old friend there has been ringing longer than I have, strangely enough, and came from the same church, and we rung here happily together for all these years. And he comes every Sunday, although in fact he's a worshipper at Christchurch, so he puts himself out to come and ring for us as well. So we've had some marvellous gatherings here. We've had striking competitions. We give tea to people. We've just recently had a striking competition here, and we entertained the ringers from the Guildford district, and we gave them tea in the church, and a happy crowd of people come and bring their children and their wives if they're not ringers, or spouses if they're not ringers, and generally it's the most happy social atmosphere.
That's wonderful, Bob. Thank you very much. Sorry, no. Await the ringers. But I'll just take a second or two of this atmosphere.